Good morning, America. Greetings and welcome to the Bright Side, nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm your host, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your wellness, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on the Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, all kinds of skin diseases, rosacea, acne, psoriasis, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches, digestive ailments, and autoimmune diseases of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body, in the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is always designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual. It's just the way the body works. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, skincare products, ingredients, the longevity line of supplements, we welcome your phone calls on the Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you've got questions, try to get on board early so we can get to as many calls as possible. If you want more information about the longevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Debbie or Nasima at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Don't forget to ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a powder. You put it in water. It tastes great. Costs you about $40 or $50 for a month's supply. It's got vitamin A and C and D and E and K, all your B complex, minerals, trace nutrients. And it's a wonderful way to get your nutrition in a low-level, steady-state fashion, just the way the body likes it, in liquid fashion. If you want to email me, you can do that at ben@ksco.com, or if you want to get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. We've got articles up there, videos up there, and you can click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products. Or if you want to help me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, we can do that too. Click on that Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. We've got a shopping cart up there, so if there's any products that you hear us talking about, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Healthy Start Pack, which is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate EFA and the Longevity's Osteo FX Plus, you can get all that at the shopping cart. And we've also got the BioLumen products. The BioLumen Nightly Essence is up there as well. BrightsideBen.com, www.BrightsideBen.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Bright Side. We left our discussion off last week on the electrical system of the body. We were talking about electrolytes and buffers. The body is an electrical system before it is anything else. The chemistry of the body is really just a way to generate electricity, just a fancy way to generate electricity. And while this is a nutritional supplement program, it's important to understand that you're only going to be as healthy as your electrical system is. Every one of your 100 trillion cells, 100 trillion cells, is just like a little battery. Literally, it has a polarity, it has a positive charge, it has a negative charge, and when it's healthy, it functions just like a battery functions. What's more, the fluids that surround cells, the so-called extracellular fluids, the fluids that are outside of the cell, are also electrically charged, and this electrical nature of the fluids around the body is supported by what is known as what we call electrolytes and buffers, which are a type of electrolyte. And they all, these electrolytes and the buffers, they all serve to carry electrical energy through the fluids, through the watery nature of the body, through the blood, through the lymph. All the watery components carry, disperse these electrolytes, which carry electrical charge. The buffers, in addition to carrying an electrical current, also have this kind of dampening effect on extremes. They modulate extremes in acids and alkaline. Remember, acids are spewing out electrical energy, and non-acids or alkaline substances are sucking up electrical energy. To put it succinctly, pH is electrical energy. pH is electrical energy, and pH is voltage. It's all the same thing. pH, electrical energy, voltage. The pH of the body's liquids, primarily blood, is tightly regulated. It's electrical energy. Remember, pH is electrical energy. This stuff has to be tightly regulated. It can't be too much. It can't be too little. The ideal place for your blood is right between 7.35 and 7.45. Remember, the pH scale goes from 0 at its most acid side and 14 at its most non-acid side. The blood is just slightly non-acid, just very slightly. 7 is neutral. Between 7 and 14 is considered alkaline or non-acid. The blood is just slightly non-acid. If you go too far into the acid side with your blood, you don't feel so good. If you want to know what it's like to feel acidotic or to feel acidic, just think of the last time you had a hangover. That's pretty much what it feels like. And that's one of the main reasons why you want to be alkalinizing at all times. We'll talk about how you do that here a little bit in a little bit. The 7.35, by the way, the 7.35 to 7.45 pH corresponds to right around 20 to 25 millivolts. It's actually negative 20 to 25 millivolts because it's not pushing, it's pulling. So you have a slight, very, very slight electrical charge, negative electrical charge, which means it actually has a sucking effect rather than a spewing effect. Just think sucking and spewing. I know that doesn't sound very technical or scientific, but that's basically what's happening. Sucking and spewing. Alkaline is sucking, acid is spewing, and the body, the blood, is just slightly on the sucking side rather than the spewing side. It's slightly alkaline, slightly electricity sucking. And this whole system is very tightly regulated. Buffers are substances that are floating in the blood that are either sucking up electrical energy or spewing out electrical energy, depending what needs to happen. So you got four main parts to this electrical system. You have acids, which put out electricity, things like fatty acids, amino acids, ascorbic acid. These are biological acids that are putting out electrical energy. You have alkaline substances, which are sucking up electrical energy, and they're basically your minerals. And then you have water, which everything has to be dispersed in, and then you have your electrolyte slash buffers, which are carrying everything, carrying the electrical energy. So you've got spewing out, you've got carriers, you've got suckers, and you've got liquid, and that's the whole electrical system in the body. A couple of these electrolytes that we call buffers are complex molecules. Electrolytes typically are things like potassium and chloride and magnesium and calcium. They're not very complex, but the buffers, those are complex molecules. The two main buffers that are modulating, controlling, or dampening this electrical energy in the cell fluids are protein and bicarbonate. The main source of your protein buffers is gonna be your diet, and that's just another reason why you want to make sure you're getting enough dietary protein. Dietary protein functions as a buffer in the blood. The main source of these or the main amino acids that are involved in this buffering system are things like taurine and cysteine, even glutathione, which we've talked about many times on this program as a detoxifier, has buffering properties. And then there's the two most important protein buffers, and that's albumin and globulins. If you've had your liver tested, you know there's sometimes testing for albumin levels. A healthy liver is required for effective processing of these protein buffers. So any liver issues, and remember, 30% of Americans are suffering from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and if you're over the age of 50 and you have a checkup, chances are you're going to have a problem with your liver, and the doctor will just tell you, oh, that's just a normal part of aging. It's not a normal part of aging. If you have any liver problems, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, hepatitis, anything going on in the liver, you're running the risk of electrical problems, acid-base problems, acid-base balance issues in the blood. Just another reason to make sure you're getting your protein, taking your liver nutrients, and halting the input of liver toxins, which, of course, is mostly our crappy processed food-based diet. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number today, 866-582-9933. We'll take a break and come back with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1885.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1931.06, $965.53 for a half ounce, or $482.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1931.06, $965.53, and $482.77.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We are here every day on The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're also available 24/7. Via the archives on brightsideben.com. If you want any information about the Youngevity products, you can get that off the website, brightsideben.com, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Nebi at 866-735-2470. Don't forget to ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangy or the Healthy Start Pack. Got a letter from Chuck who writes, I had psoriasis since childhood, particularly on my scalp. I tried it all. Do you have any holistic approach which I might try? Yes, sir, indeed, Chuck. Nobody has to have psoriasis. In fact, nobody has to have any skin diseases. They're very easy to treat. But you got to know what you're treating, and you got to address, as with all diseases, you got to address the biochemical causes. There's an intimate link between the skin and the digestive system. Surprise, surprise. When we're born, when we're fertilized in the womb and we start to develop as a fetus, there's an intimate connection between the cells that form the digestive tract and the cells that form the skin. And then when we're born, they're both basically the same type of tissue. They're called epithelial cells and epithelial tissue. They have a lot of similarities, and if you have a skin problem, chances are you're going to have a digestive problem associated with it. So, Chuck, first and foremost, look for food allergies when you break out with your psoriasis plaques. And for the folks who don't know what psoriasis is, it's a skin disease where you get these cells divide really rapidly and you get these plaques that form typically between your fingers or behind your knees and joint areas. And it's very uncomfortable and unsightly, and it can be somewhat debilitating from a psychological standpoint, but it could also be a problem physiologically as well. It can be painful. And it can be the harbinger of a lot of other issues. Folks who have metabolic syndrome, which is an insulin-related disease, are more at risk, or psoriasis patients, I should say, are more at risk for metabolic syndrome and heart disease later on in life. So it's a really serious issue, and what you want to do is you want to backtrack it to the digestive system. Look for food allergies first, and then secondly, take in supplements that protect the digestive system. Probiotics are very important, those good bacteria we talk about on the program all the time. I'm very pleased to see that now Philips and other big manufacturers are selling probiotic supplements, and you see commercials for them all the time. For the longest time, when I was doing my presentations and when I was on the radio talking about probiotics and good bacteria, nobody knew what they were. But now at least awareness is increasing because of these commercials. Probiotics are wonderful for all digestive issues and likewise for skin issues too, because of this connection between the digestive system and the skin. So look for food allergies, probiotics, digestive enzymes. For psoriasis, essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins are also important. And these have two aspects to them. Essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins control growth. In the body, you don't want things happening too fast, and you don't want things happening too slow. Just like when we're talking about acid and base and electrical energy, you don't want too much electrical energy. You don't want not enough electrical energy. You want it just like Goldilocks, right in the middle. It's called the Goldilocks principle, actually. Not too hot, not too cold, right in the middle. With the electrical system, not too much electricity, not too little electricity, right in the middle. With growth of cells, you don't want too much growth. You don't want too little growth. Psoriasis is actually the manifestation of cells that are growing out of control. The typical turnaround time for cells from the bottom of the skin to the top of the skin is right around 28 days or so. But for a psoriasis patient, it's more like 3 or 4 days. Cells are growing too fast. Vitamins A and D function as regulatory vitamins. They regulate the growth of skin cells. They regulate the growth of cells in general. In fact, vitamin A and D are used as chemotherapy to treat cancer. Cancer obviously being cells that are growing out of control. So, Chuck, get yourself on 20,000 international units of vitamin A. Get yourself on 5,000 international units of vitamin D. Make sure you're getting sun. We've known for decades that the sun is very helpful for psoriasis, largely because of this vitamin D connection. So make sure you're getting out in the sun. Don't be a heliophobe. Don't be afraid of the sun. Nobody should be afraid of the sun. You don't want to burn, but you want to make sure that you're getting some sun. Make sure you're getting essential fatty acids. If you have any problems absorbing your fats, you want to correct those too. And that, of course, means digestive enzymes, especially the digestive enzyme called lipase. Chuck, if you follow that protocol, my friend, your psoriasis will be gone forever, and not just for you, but anybody who has psoriasis out there. Once you adjust what's going wrong in the biochemistry of the body, psoriasis, poof, gone, just like that. So vitamin A, vitamin D, essential fatty acids, probiotics, good bacteria, digestive enzymes, and correct or address food allergy issues, fat absorption issues, or any other digestive issues. And that's all you need to know about psoriasis. And I've been treating this stuff effectively for almost 30 years now. And that's a long, long time. Folks, no matter how dumb you are, if you do something for 25 or 30 years, you're going to eventually catch on. So after 30 years, I can tell you definitively how you want to treat psoriasis. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. We're talking about the electrical system of the body. One of the things that happens when the blood gets too acidic is something that will control the acid. Your body has a mechanism for controlling the acidity of the blood. The problem is this mechanism accounts for one of the most problematic disease states that affects women as they get older and sometimes affects men too. We'll talk about what that is in a moment, but first let's go to Texas and see what Phil has to say. What's up, Phil?
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, how can we help you?
Well, I'm calling in regards for my wife. She is just starting premenopause, and she's in her early 40s. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, everybody's saying is, you know, kind of live and bear with it, but I know that's not have to be the case. So
doesn't have
I'm calling
to
find out what would be the best route to help. And I was the one who called last week as well in regards to kidney stones and started the process with the EFAs and the B vitamins. And then my question with that was, how long does it usually take when we get on the supplement for the kidneys kind of get cleared out of those stones as well?
You know, it just depends. It depends on how broken down everything is. It depends on how much was leaching out, how unhealthy the kidneys were. You should start to notice results, though, within a week or two, though. You should start to notice results. Okay. As far as perimenopause goes, you know, you're absolutely correct. The symptoms that we consider to just be normal and just a normal part of menopause don't have to happen. Hot flashes and night sweats, anxiety, emotional issues, they do not have to happen. Here's what you want to do. You want to treat perimenopause as if it were a fat issue, as a fat absorption issue, fat intake issue. And whenever I say fats on this program, I mean essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. What happens as women get older, especially if they've been eating the typical standard American diet their whole lives, which of course is most of us, what happens is their fat absorption system starts to break down and they don't absorb essential fatty acids. And a couple of weeks ago, actually for the last few shows, we talked about something called prostaglandins. And prostaglandins control all of the inflammatory reactions in the body, all the opening and closing reactions of the body, and a lot of the mood issues, a lot of brain issues are modulated or at least have prostaglandins have an impact on those. And you can't make prostaglandins effectively if you have anything wrong with your fat absorption system or you're not getting fats. So I first and foremost treat perimenopause as a prostaglandin issue, which means essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, and fat absorption. So for anybody out there, for you, Phil, and for your wife, and for anybody out there who's coming up upon perimenopause, this is what you need to do. And actually, I'll tell you what you need to do when we come back from our break, because that's the music. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We are going to come back from our break. We'll finish up with Phil. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll hopefully get all our calls in today. We'll talk about prostaglandins and their effect on perimenopause, how you can skate through perimenopause with no hot flashes. We'll do that when we come back from our break. I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933. We were talking to Phil in Texas about perimenopause, and I always treat perimenopause as a fat issue, and that means essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. So if you're coming up upon that time, early 40s, middle 40s, late 40s, early 50s, and you feel like you're, if you're a woman and you feel like you might be approaching perimenopause, you're missing periods, or you're having some mood problems, night sweats, problems sleeping, here's what you want to do. First of all, you want to correct any digestive issues. Any digestive problems will compound all of your issues with menopause and perimenopause. So those need to be corrected, especially fat absorption, because there's an intimate connection between essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins, and fatty nutrients that are in plants and the hormone system. So correct any fat absorption issues, and use digestive enzymes, probiotics, especially the digestive enzyme lipase. And you're going to want to take generous amounts of essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 fats, which come from flaxseed oil or hemp seed oil. And then you're going to want to maybe throw in a little of something called GLA, which is a specific kind of omega-6 fat. Now, you're going to want to take your omega-6 fats anyway, and those are from sunflower seed oil or soy oil, if you like soy, safflower oil, corn oil. These are all almond oil, walnut oil. These are all oils that have omega-6s in them, but they're not. You're not going to necessarily be able to make this stuff called GLA. Now, GLA is found in evening primrose and barrage oil, but you can also get GLA as a standalone supplement, and it's a good idea to maybe take 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day for hot flashes. So EFAs, omega-3s especially from flaxseed and hemp seed, and the stuff called GLA. Don't forget your fatty vitamins, especially vitamin E, which is wonderfully anti-inflammatory, and menopausal symptoms, perimenopausal symptoms, have a large inflammatory component. So vitamin E, 400 to 800 international units a day. You can skip a day here and there of vitamin E because it's stored. And make sure you're getting enough vitamin A, around 20,000 international units. It wouldn't hurt you to get about 100 to 200 mcg micrograms of vitamin K. I like something called vitamin K2, but either way, make sure you're getting enough vitamin K. And then, of course, the sun and vitamin D are also important. Make sure you're eating lots of veggies, especially cruciferous veggies, which are broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and cabbage. And it's a good idea to mix them up with a little bit of oil or butter and very, very slightly steam them to release some of these very effective phytonutrients. By the way, these plant nutrients that are so helpful for menopausal symptoms are also great for your skin, too. They're also protective against the sun and protective against environmental damage that that can happen to the skin as we get older, so-called extrinsic aging. Of course, you're going to want to make sure you're getting enough vitamin C and B vitamins. That's always the case. You don't have to be going through perimenopause to need more vitamin C and B complex, and that's just another reason why you want to get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's got the entire B complex, and it's got vitamin C, and it's got generous amounts of both. You're getting 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per serving of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It tastes great. So make sure you get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Zinc is important for all hormonal issues. In fact, zinc is important for all issues, and it's one of the most important nutritional deficiencies, mineral nutritional deficiencies there are. Same with magnesium. In fact, between zinc and magnesium, you've got two of your most important nutritional deficiencies, and between zinc and magnesium, you've got almost 500 different chemical reactions in the body that are dependent on these two minerals that many, if not most, people who are not supplementing are deficient in. So make sure you're getting 50 milligrams a day of zinc. I like something called zinc picolinate. The second word is P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E, but whatever it is, make sure you're getting 50 milligrams of zinc. Make sure you're getting 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. Both of those are very helpful for all hormonal issues. Magnesium, by the way, is helpful for the relaxation response. I'll talk about that probably a little bit later today or maybe tomorrow. And then there's something called DIM. DIM, it stands for diindolylmethane, DIM. And then there's another compound called I3C, and both of these can help the body break down and metabolize estrogen. And a lot of the problems associated with menopause and perimenopausal symptoms have to do with how estrogen is handled in the body. And anything you can do to support estrogen metabolism will help you get through menopause. So DIM and I3C function in that regard. And they're found in broccoli and cauliflower and these cruciferous vegetables. So if you don't want to go out and get the DIM or the I3C, at least make sure you're eating cruciferous vegetables. I'll tell you what, if I was a woman, I'd be doing broccoli or cauliflower or Brussels sprouts on a daily basis. The protective effects that these substances have against breast cancer and female reproductive issues, as well as helping folks get through menopause, is really well described in the literature and has been for 4 decades. So broccoli, cauliflower, the whole cruciferous vegetable family can be very helpful. You know what? You don't have to have these menopausal symptoms. Menopausal symptoms can disappear once you start supplementing, or even better, if you start a supplement program and take care of your dietary needs before you go through perimenopause, it'll be much easier for you when you do go through the inevitable hormonal changes. Let's see, one last thing I wanted to say. about menopause, and you know what? It just slipped my mind, so hopefully I'll get to it. It'll come back here in a minute. All right, let's go back to the phones. Our number's 866-582-9933. Mike in California, what's up?
Good morning, Mr. Ben. Good to hear from you again. Thank you, sir, for hearing my call. I called the other day out in California about my girlfriend with the diabetes.
Okay.
She got her prognosis yesterday. It says that she's got type 2.
Okay.
They gave her a prescription for 500 milligrams of metformin for diabetes and for cholesterol. Simvastatin.
Okay.
And what I was thinking of before she ever got any input was, a lot of protein from maybe one world whey or the other whey place that you, the product that you have with HB extract to start. But
well, there's a lot of things you could do. Diabetes is super easy to treat without drugs. And metformin is a nasty drug. You know, you can only do what you could do, Mike, but if you can try to get her off drugs, you can assure her she doesn't need the drugs. Now, there's something built into our system as human beings, and it's probably just comes through us through the culture, where if we're sick, we just go to the doctor. If something's wrong with us, we just do what the doctor tells us to do. Well, that doesn't help us. We're not any healthier because we go to the doctor. So if she wants to be on simvastatin, or if anybody wants to be on simvastatin or metformin, I don't ever argue with them, but I do tell you, I'm telling you, and I would tell her if she was on the phone, you don't have to. They're wonderful options. So here's what you want to do. First of all, everybody knows, all biochemists know, that there's a link between diabetes, blood sugar problems, elevated insulin, and cholesterol. So the simvastatin, which is an anti-cholesterol drug, brand name Zocor, is a drug that stops your body from making cholesterol, and the metformin is a drug that helps your body respond to insulin a little bit better. But we can do the same things without drugs. Metformin, it sounds all well and good, metformin and simvastatin, that's great, they'll control sugar and lower cholesterol, but at what cost? You're tweaking around with biochemistry that you have no business tweaking around with, doctors, no business, physicians. You got no business tweaking around with anybody's biochemistry, and I'm sorry if I get upset with that, but it really makes me mad.
I was an apprentice herbalist since ninth grade, so.
Then you understand where I'm coming from, Mike, hang tight. We got to take a break, and I want to cover this because this is an important subject. I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with your calls and finish up with Mike and diabetes. You don't need drugs, folks. This is craziness. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933. We got Mike in California. Is he still there, Mike? We got Mike? Mike's girlfriend had died. Hey, Mike. Okay, let me get to the bottom of this thing, because this really makes me angry, this whole idea of treating diabetes with drugs and then treating cholesterol with drugs. First of all, understand, folks, cholesterol and type 2, elevated cholesterol and type 2 diabetes go hand in hand. Insulin is a growth hormone. It makes things grow. Go to any gym and talk to bodybuilders. Look for a big, buff bodybuilder, and he'll tell you, yeah, we know about insulin. Insulin makes you grow. When you're growing, you need more cholesterol, so your body will make more cholesterol when there's more insulin present. Okay, so you got elevated insulin, and you got elevated cholesterol, hand in hand. They go together, which tells you, as soon as you control your diabetes, your cholesterol will drop like a stone. This is the beautiful thing about controlling blood sugar and insulin, and this is one of the reasons insulin is a main point on the triangle of disease, because everything follows blood sugar chaos. Everything follows insulin resistance. Elevated cholesterol follows insulin resistance. High blood pressure follows insulin resistance. Cancer follows insulin resistance. Cardiac, heart problems follows insulin resistance. So what you want to do, if you have type 2 diabetes and if you have elevated cholesterol, is you want to resensitize your body to insulin. Make your body more responsive to insulin. And it's a simple thing to do. All you got to do is stop eating the insulin-spiking foods. The bread, the cereal, the potatoes, the corn, the pasta. All of our favorite foods are insulin-spiking foods. So I say it's a simple thing to do, but it may not be such an easy thing to do, because we get addicted to these substances, and there's several biochemical reasons why we get addicted to these substances. In any case, you may want to lower your insulin and reduce the insulin-spiking foods, but you just may not be able to do it because of willpower issues. So start off all your meals with protein. Start off all your meals with essential fatty acids. If you're not eating meals, then make sure you're getting protein and essential fatty acids 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, and that will allow you to naturally wean yourself away from the insulin spiking foods. Job number one for type 2 diabetes. And considering there's almost 100 million, maybe even more, more than 100 million Americans that have either type 2 diabetes or who are pre-diabetic, there's a lot of you folks listening that are on that boat. So what you got to do is figure out a way to reduce your insulin-spiking foods. The best way to do that, first of all, is to up your protein and up your essential fatty acids. Simply that one strategic move can go a tremendous way towards helping you reduce your cholesterol naturally with no drugs and helping you reduce your blood sugar and resensitize and repotentize your insulin. Just that one move. More protein, more essential fatty acids, lower insulin spiking food. So there's other things you can do too. You can make your insulin stronger with nutritional supplementation. So for Mike or for Mike's girlfriend, in addition to reducing the insulin spiking foods, upping the protein, upping the essential fatty acids, you want to make sure you're getting nutritional supplements that make your insulin stronger, more potent, so it doesn't have to come out as in such copious amounts. How do you do it? Well, magnesium, very important for helping control, for helping potentize insulin and control blood sugar. 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. I like something called magnesium aspartate. There's also magnesium glycinate, which is good. Magnesium malate is good. Whatever it is, get yourself on 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. Zinc is also very important for the sugar response. And by the way, the more sugar you're eating, the more insulin-spiking foods you're eating, the more deficient you're going to be in magnesium and zinc. And if you're not taking magnesium and zinc, now you got a big problem, because the little bit that you're getting from your food is getting burnt up by the foods that you're eating. So getting on 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium, get on 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day, and then make sure you're getting generous amounts of the B-complex. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's an easy way to get your B-complex, especially thiamine and niacin. That's vitamin B1 and B3. There's a really high-tech, fancy version of thiamine, which sometimes diabetics will take. It's called benfotiamine. That's spelled B-E-N-F-O-T-I-M-I-N-E, benfotiamine. And benfotiamine is sort of a deluxe version of thiamine, but whatever it is, make sure you're getting thiamine or benfotiamine and niacin. I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's no muss, no fuss. You just put a scoop in water and drink it down all day long, and you'll be getting a good generous amount of the B-complex. Between the B-complex, magnesium, zinc, oh, by the way, chromium, vanadium. I don't want to forget about those two. Longevity's got a great product called Sweeties. It's wonderful for helping potentize insulin. Chromium and vanadium have some really nice literature to back up their use for diabetes and for blood sugar problems. So get yourself on chromium and vanadium. Take a couple Sweeties with every meal, and then start off all your meals with protein and essential fatty acids. I can guarantee you, if you reduce your insulin-spiking foods and you get on that program that I just described for you, I can guarantee you within 2 weeks you're going to start to notice some dramatic changes. Within 2 weeks, folks, you're going to start to notice some changes in your blood sugar levels. You're going to notice changes in your cholesterol levels. You're going to notice changes in your blood pressure, positive changes. You're going to notice positive changes in your weight, all without drugs, without doctors. I'm telling you, diabetes is one of the easiest things to treat without drugs, and cholesterol, elevated cholesterol, goes hand in hand with diabetes. And if I see one more commercial for these cholesterol-lowering drugs where they got the guy climbing in the mountains telling you you got to take your Zocor or whatever it is, Crestor, in order to lower your cholesterol, I'm going to throw something at that TV, because it's a lie and it's not fair. It's just not right, people. You don't need a prescription drug to take care of diabetes. You don't need a prescription drug to take care of your cholesterol. It's strictly a dietary and nutritional issue, and I'm sorry to be so pissed off about this, because I am. Anyway, thanks, Mike. I hope we answered your call. Good luck with that, with your girlfriend. And let's see. We got one more. Who's here? There's one more call I saw. Oh, Madeline. Madeline, Texas. What's up, Madeline?
Yes, hello. I just had a complete physical just about a month ago, and I wanted to know if I was missing any vitamins and minerals, and they said no, I wasn't missing anything. But now I had a really severe ear infection, and it was so bad that, because I hate going to doctors, but it was so bad I had to go to the emergency room. He said I had staph infection in
okay.
that ear.
Did they biopsy, did they take something out to look at it? I mean, how do they know it was staph infection? Or did he just say he thought it was a staph infection?
He thought it was a staph. Okay. I've been using home remedies, and, you know, nothing has helped it. So
Well, you know, here's the deal on staph. Today we have something called MRSA. Have you ever heard of that? Methicillin-resistant staph. Staph is bacteria in general mutate. They're very smart, these little critters, and they mutate and they adjust and they become resistant to drugs. And we knew about this 30, 40 years ago, but it's now starting to become a really big problem, especially with staph. These so-called MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus. Methicillin-resistant means bacteria-resistant or antibiotic-resistant. And so it's a big problem. So I'd hope they didn't give you an antibiotic without knowing for sure it was a staph infection. If they did, they shouldn't have, because that's really playing with fire. Here's what you want to do. When I think of ear infections, I'm always thinking of fluids that are leaking out in the ear. And anytime fluids leak, that tells you you have some kind of immune response or allergic response. So first thing you want to do is you want to clear the digestive system as a suspect. Now, I know we always talk about the digestive system here on this program, and for good reason. It's because almost every single disease that you can name has some kind of digestive component underneath. It's not always the case, but it's the case much of the time, if not most of the time. So at the very least, you want to clear the digestive system as a suspect. It's like when they, on the crime shows, when the wife gets killed, the first thing they do is they go to the husband to clear him as a suspect. There's a usual suspect, and that usual suspect needs to be cleared. In the body, when you have an ear infection, you want to clear the digestive system as a suspect. So I could ask you, Madeline, if you have any digestive things you know about. You may not know about them because, as I've said many times on this program, we become transparent to our digestive symptoms and we forget we have them. We don't notice we have them, especially if we've had them all our lives. So you want to see if you have anything going on in the digestive system. If there's anything going on in the digestive system that can cause an immune response, an allergic response, it can cause fluids to leak, and that can wreak havoc in the cavities in your head, the sinus cavities, and that's one of the reasons why kids get ear infections, and that's one of the reasons why adults get ear infections as well. Fluids create an environment for bacteria to thrive. So the first thing I would do, Madeline, is I would look to digestive symptomology. Secondly, for staph infections, before antibiotics, they used to use colloidal silver. So that might be something that you want to consider as well. Get on a colloidal silver. You can drop it right in your ear. It's non-toxic, and that might be something else to do. But I'd be looking for the food allergy issue. Wish we had more time, folks. That's it for The Bright Side. We'll be back tomorrow with more good health information for you. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.